More Ag Discussion. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The last 2 days of our review of the community leaders from across the Treasure Valley attending a joint Chamber of Commerce luncheon in Caldwell sought input from wheat and cattle people. Our final report puts the power company and dairy industries into play. We begin with Idaho Power spokesman Dennis Merrick, who says his utility company faces new challenges with the growth of new alternative energy sources now connecting to the delivery grid.
Working to make sure that all of our different rate classes are sharing an equal amount of keeping our grid and keeping our infrastructure in place for everybody to enjoy. And what that means is being able to integrate the distributed generation that we're seeing coming online with solar and wind and biomass, those types of different generation that would potentially provide for a different rate class and allow them to supply or pay for their fair share of the use of our electrical system so that we don't have a cost shift to each one of us to make up for that loss that we are seeing and them not paying their fair share.
Treasure Valley dairyman Bernie Tunison said that finding employees continues to plague dairy operations.
I think labor is a big challenge for us right now. There's just simply not enough bodies put off and get the work done. We're competing not only with other agricultural segments.
And the Tunison family was also honored as the Farm Family of the Year at the luncheon.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.